two shear Monday, Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, the Tuesday shear will be on schnapps and Pesach. Because I gave this shear on the west side, but I figure I'd give it here too, because a lot has to do with things that we already learned in Yerodea. And then Be'ez Hashem, after Pesach, I guess that Monday will continue, Be'ez Hashem. Okay. Yeah, we discussed that there's a din of Bishul Basar B'Cholov. And the question is, there are different types of Bishul in Halacha. Especially in, we see that in Hilcha Shabbos, there's a Bishul in the sun, B'chama, B'or, in the fire, told us or, and different things on Shabbos. And the question is how they relate to Basar B'Cholov as well. So the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos says, Masya also on Shei Tveria Veviu Silon Shel Tzonen V'toch Ama Shel Chamin. So they had a pipe of cold water going into the hot water. Amru Lahem Chachamim Mi B'Shabbos B'Chamin Shulchim B'Shabbos Asur Merchitzu V'Ushtia. So this happened on Shabbos, so anything that was heated up on Shabbos, so even though they didn't do anything on Shabbos, it happened on itself on Shabbos. Right? In other words, they set up the system before Shabbos, but it's getting heated on Shabbos. So it's Chamish Huchma Shabbos Vasurim Berchitzu Vishtiyah. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says here on page 2. Says I'm Rav Nachman, Chamed Kuli Amal Pligi D'Shari. Because if you cook in the Chamed, it means you take a raw egg and you put it out in the sun, and it cooks. So that's Mutter on Shabbos. But told us Haor Kuli Amal Pligi D'Aser. In other words, if you take a frying pan and you put it on the fire. And then you take the frying pan away from the fire and you put a raw egg in the frying pan. So that's aser. That's bishul. Even though it wasn't on the fire when you put the raw egg in, but it was on the toldos hacham, toldos hamor rather. So or is definitely an Issur D'Oraisa, and told us or is an Issur D'Oraisa, and Cham is Mutter, and the only thing left is what's told us a Chama. He pligim told us a Chama. Mar Savar Gazrinu told us a Chama, Atul told us a or, Umar Savar Lo Gazrinu. So the question is whether you go there told us a Chama, Atul told us a or. So we hold that you are gozer. Right, so told us a chama is an issur d'rabbanan. Altu told us a or. So b'chama Rashi says b'shemesh, d'shari. Why is it mutter? De'ein derech bishul b'kach. B'chama v'or lo mechalfa the livzer ha'atu ha. So he says ein derech bishul b'kach. So since it's ein derech bishul b'kach, therefore it's mutter. So the question that everyone asks is that shouldn't be the case, because something that's ein derech b'kach usually takes it down from a deraisa to a derabbanan. It doesn't make it mutter l'gamri. So So what's going on? So there's a famous Egg Vital on page 3 in the bottom. He says, Atakti Pesh Rashi Taima De Bechama, page 4, Muta Dein Derech Bishol Bechach, Hesh Diayin, the Shabbos, Hanasa Shlo Kedarka, Choponim Midrabanan also. Right? So he says that should be at least in this the Rabbanan. So he says his famous Yisod, where the arrow is, on page 4 on the right. Ach Birun Shol Dvarim, Shneish Chilak Ben Im Yesh Shinoi Ba'anasa Or Shinoi Hurach Beha'osa. In other words, there are two types of Shinois. In other words, if a person turns on the light with his elbow, so the light is still going to be the exact same situation that the light's being on. It's just you did the action differently. As opposed to when the quality of the action is going to be different. Here the quality, the result is going to be different. So either you could have a shinoi in the action, but the result is going to be the same, or there'll be a difference in the action. So he says that he says, let's say, Hakosim is small. He says, if you write with your left hand, that's called a shinoi. Etzav ha'pu'ula hi ha'os ha'nasa uvzeh ein shum shinoi. Shinoi b'ish ha'os ha'os ha'pu'ula b'smol. In other words, even if it's the same result, but you did it in a, like doing it with your elbow. So he says, Havachal b'chama, so you put the food out in the chama. So there's a shinoi in the nifal. So you're doing the same action. You're putting something on a heat source. But what the thing is different. So he says, so he says that when it's a shinoi just in the maisa, like turning on, it's the same light that's being turned on. So she did it with an elbow. So that makes from a deraisa derabanan. But if there's a shinoi in the nifal on what's happening in the result area, so then it could be muta lagamri.
So does that mean that if you write with your left hand, it's muta lagamri? Because your handwriting, your non-writing hand is different than with your writing hand.
No. So he's not saying that.
He's suggesting it, though.
No, he's not suggesting it. So I think he's saying like this. That when you're doing it with your... He's saying that writing with your... Say you're righty, you write with your left hand. That's the same thing like turning the light on with your elbow. Why? Because in the end of the day, the letter is still the letter.
It's still a different nifal. It doesn't look the same.
It doesn't matter. It still has a din. It's still an aleph. It's a messiah. It's still an aleph.
Uh-huh.
So that's his yisod. That's his yisod of the two. That there's one shinoi. That it's a shinoi in the pu'ula, that makes it, instead of turning on the light with my fingers, I turn it on with my elbow. So that will make it from a deraisa to rabbanon. And then if it's a shinui in the nifal, putting it on the, instead of, I'm not putting it on the fire, I'm putting it on the sun, because that's a result oriented, and that would be a qualitative difference. Like Rabbi Tuchman said, a messy aleph is still an aleph.
Why is that a difference in the result? Like, you're still cooking the same egg in the sun.
No, but it's getting cooked in the sun.
The sun doesn't cook so well.
It's getting cooked in the sun. It's a different cooking that's happening than when it's getting cooked in the fire.
It's the same thing with the letter. The letter is
No, but it's still a lot.
It's still cooked,
though. No, because it's a different cooking. It's a different cooking.
Qualitatively,
it's different.
Meaning it won't cook as well?
Yeah, it's going to be different. It'll probably be substandard. Moshe Enkein, when you write a letter is a letter. You know, we're not giving marks for penmanship. In Hilchos Shabbos, you know, we're not giving marks of penmanship. Tugman is just saying that maybe the shinuyim become the rabbanon because you still gzeira atu the regular way. But if it's so far remote from the regular way, and the chachamim weren't afraid you're going to mix them up, then in the chanami, the shinuy maybe sometimes is mutal gamre. Rav Moshe has his famous tshuva. Now, Rav Moshe says, the following. He's saying it's not, Rav Moshe doesn't mean kalach hayad. So what does he mean? So he means the following. The main eitzim who dover mispashal b'chama yivashal b'chama. Same shall kaponim im vashal b'chama el k'she'in lo eitzim. In other words, the question is, what do we learn from the Mishkan? We learn from the Mishkan things that were in the Mishkan. But even things that were not exactly in the Mishkan are toldos. Toldos is still an issa deraisa. Toldo doesn't mean derabban. It's deraisa. But it wasn't in the Mishkan. Now, so he says like this. In other words, so he says like this, but certain things, when will you use the chama? Only if you don't have esh. Only if you don't have wood to make a fire, then you'll use the chama. So that's what he means in Derek Makach. So therefore, it's too far removed from what was in the Mishkan, so it doesn't even rank to be a tolda. Whereas a tolda wasn't in the Mishkan, but I would use it, so I call it a tolda, but it's still a daraisa, because I would use it, even if I had wood, I would use it. So it's not going to be called an av because it wasn't in the Mishkan, but it'll call it tolda, because if I didn't have it, even if I have the fire, I will equally choose to use the chama. But since I won't, I'll only use the chama when it is, when there's no wood, so then it's not even a tolda. V'yachad abishu d'chama einu b'chal ha'moloch b'shem d'lodom l'vash ha'shem v'mishkan einu me'l f'shuv es ha'tolda l'me'l gam ha'im l'odom l'vish v'mishkan. So therefore it's not even a tolda. So he says like this. So therefore it could be even Mutter Lagamri. So he says, but told us or could be, so told us Hamad told us or could be very similar. So he says, Al Kavazim the after Ein Lahakshiv the Lav Derech Malachuhu Lavashal Bachama. So therefore it's not even considered a tolda sachama, and therefore we weren't gozer, it's not even a tolda, and then we weren't gozer because tolda sacham, at least you will reuse it equally as the tolda sa'or. So it doesn't, it's not going to be an av because it wasn't in the Mishkan, but it doesn't have to be in the Mishkan, but it's substandard that you're not going to even use it when so it wasn't in the Mishkan, but at least it should be a tolda. So he says, no, a tolda's only if you would use the toldas hachama equally with the toldas ha'or. Even if you had the or, you would still sometimes use the toldas hachama, then you could say your gozer ha'a tuha. But this you won't even use for that. So the fact that it wasn't in the Mishkan takes it from an av to a tolda. The fact that you won't use it only if you don't have the eitzim makes it that you're not going to be goes there ha to ha. So maybe let's move to the gamri.
So why we go?
And therefore, he wants to say that a microwave, he's claiming, is equally good to use even when you have aish. So then at least it could be a. It could be a tolda. a microwave. This is very true, but if you cook with a microwave, that could be a daraisa, because it wasn't in the Mishkan, so it's not going to be an av, but it could be a tolda, because a tolda means that if you'll use it even when you have the thing that was in the Mishkan, you'll use it also. So you'll use a microwave even if you have the fire, he's claiming. So Mela, so then that would be a daraisa. That would be a daraisa.
So
but by Kham itself, so he says in derech makach. So by Kham itself, you will not use it even if you have only if you don't have the eitzim. So Mela, but therefore it's. But you're not gozer because you won't use it otherwise. But the Toldos Chacham, you will be gozer because Lamaisa, you'll use it even when there's or.
People will use Toldos Chacham even if or is available.
They'll use Toldos Chacham
even
if or is available. Yeah.
Why does that make sense? How could they use Toldos Chacham when or is available when they wouldn't use?
Yeah, let's see the Lashon. He says, what?
Did you told us the word you want to use in the animal? That's why we would make the
data that
would be.
One second, here he says, look, I'm going to use Hama. Okay, I'm going to use Hama. I'm going to use Hama. I'm going to use Hama. I'm going Okay, so Kalpani and Vashem Chama and Shaelo Eitzim, Elo Mele Hosom, Bibisho Al Deha Or, Shaisa Bibishkin, Lachshiva Toldo, Yachashain Adoma Lavisho Shea Bibishkin. Vela Lechashol Yafina Bisho Chama, Bibisho Haor, Lake Achiv Afu Toldo Sachama, Afshad Derech Abisho Al Yodom, Hukumo Al Yidei Toldo Saor, Tasuda Hu Nischamin Bachama, Vosom Midish Nischam Beish. So he says that will be the same. The Toldos Or and Toldos Chama, that'll be equal. So therefore, if you have a Toldos Or, you'll equally use Toldos Chama. But if you have an Eish, you won't use Chama. But if you have Toldos Eish, you will use Toldos Chama, because they're more or less the same. They're both, you know, one step removed.
We're not comparing. Why don't we compare Chama to Toldos?
No, because Cham is comparable to the Reish. That's the original source. So therefore it should be called a pochos. It should be a toldo. So it says, no, it's not going to be a toldo because it's ein derech pakach, because it means you'll never use it unless you don't have the Reish. Now when we come to toldo sachama, so toldo sachama also was in the Mishkan, but Told the Sachama you would use equally with the, as told the Sa'esh, so then we could be gozer told the Sachama to told the Sa'esh, because you would equally use that, so then at least will be a drabonet. But Chachama itself doesn't even qualify to be a toldo. It's not even a drabbanon, because you wouldn't use it only if you wouldn't have the ish. Okay, so Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says differently. He says no, he thinks that it's a din in ish. You need the ish itself. So based on this, that's why. So if it's derech bakach, the mice, if it's not the eish itself, then, because he says from the Gemara in Shabbos, that the only reason why Chamei Tveria is far to say that it's a problem is because there's an eish, mamash an eish underneath. So what do you need that there's mamash an eish underneath? Just say it's derech bakach, because it can be derech bakach with a dud shemesh. The answer is no, that you need a mamash and eish, and if you don't have the eish, so you don't say, well, it's derech pakach, so then it becomes a daraisa. Okay. So we'll say, like you. So this is Bishul. So Bishul is a din in... So now the Yerushalmi speaks about different types of Bishul. Hanoder min hamavushal. The person says he's not going to get hanah from cooked food. Ma'ushay mutter min hamavushan. So what about smoke? Smoked fish. Because it gets heated up by the smoke. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. What about Bishul Akum? What about Shabbos? In other words, is it in different... So smoked fish. So they ask Kasha, a Shiloh. So the Rambam Paskins Hamu'ushim Hamu'ushim Hamitveri Yosei Eilokin Olof. You can't give Malkos because the Magen Mishnah says it's a Bayi Doloiv Shetan Yerushalmi. So you can't give Malkos. So therefore it's still also to do it. So you can't do it on Shabbos, but you won't get Malkos because we can't give Omshin for that. And what about Basa B'Cholov? So, if you look in the look at the Torah. It says, "Kasev Harav Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon Hamavashel B'Chametver Muushan Tom Shebishlo." So, I mean, it's the Rambam he's quoting. So by Basim B'Cholov he says, "It's the Potter Malaser, Ein Aloke." In other words, it's still in this Daraisa, but you can't. You won't get Malkus because it's a suffix. So Gabi the Isser will go to Chumra, Gabi the Malkus will go to Kula. So the preacher explains what's the case. Perish Mu'ushan Shin is Chamu, Basa, Becholov, Be'oshan. But you have Basa, Becholov together in a pot, and the heat source is the smoke. Heat source is the smoke. And then, so in Hilchos Basim Chol and Halacha Vav on page 12, it says, "Hamu'ushan Mamvashel Mechamei Tveria, Eilokin Olof." So the Pre-Chadash on page 13 says, "Kosim Magid Mishnah Demushan Hani Bayi Deloivshet." If you do the subject Torah Lachmir, ain't looking off. Lead there, Tavka Deloivshet Hacha. But there's the Yerushalmi. You see, this Yerushalmi is in the Darim, but there's the Yerushalmi in Shabbos that says, "Hatzolam Atagi Vasholik Ramashen Kulam Mishum Bevashal." So in Hilchos Shabbos, the Yerushalmi says it is Mevashel. So then maybe for Basa B'Cholov, it is Basa B'Cholov that you should get Onshin for it. Based on the Yerushalmi and Shabbos. That's it here. Here's the Yerushalmi, here's on page 14. And then the Rambam says in Hilchas Bishul Akum, Machlos Asuras, Dakshim Molcho Akum, Perish Ishna, Nashek Shishon Akila. I'd say the guy cooks the food through Oshan. Elumatorin. Malia Hedekor Sech Zeruzumushan and the Kavushal. Right? Because it's a. It's an Ibaya, the Lord of Shita, and Bishul Akum is only the Rabbanan. So we can go Lakula on Bishul Akum. The Prechadish says that we can go Lakuma maybe even on the Rises because of the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. But if you're working only that it's an Ibaya, the Lord of Shita, based on the other Yerushalmi, then by the Rises, the first one said, by the Rises you go Lakuma, by the Rabbanan you go Lakula. But that's part of Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, page 17. Okay. Now, there is another Machloikas. About steam. There is, what about the smoke, motion, but then there's ketor, steam. Like Rabbi Gedalia Berger once explained to me, in other words, when it's coming to, by the Oshan, it means the fire itself emits smoke. The case of the steam is you have some water on the fire, and then something comes out of that. That's called steam. So is that different, or is that how do those two? There was all the things that we said that apply to Oshan, to apply to steam, or is steam worse?
Maybe it's better, huh? Probably because of water.
Yeah. Well, the Mechaber's Lashon is what?
Elokim.
So he would say, the Prechadosh says that yeah, so it should be by the Ifshita. That's awesome. By that's the Shulchan Aruch. That's what Shlomo was saying, is the Prechadosh arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. So the Pashas says he is arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. Because he's saying that it wasn't Ifshita in that Yerushalmi, the other Yerushalmi was Ifshita. Oh, so there's a tshuva Dr. Moshe showed in the Shem Aryeh. Remember, we learned the Shem Aryeh before. No, that was last year in the Hilchas Nida. Right, we had a discussion whether it could be Mamayit Mabedikas in a case where she's stating, or do we say, no, that's the point of Titma V'Titma. So that was Machlok, is the Shem Aryeh in the Marcheshes. Where you can be Mamayit Vedikas, you're only Mamayit Vedikas in the cases of of makos and things like that. Okay, come back next year for more. Okay, the Shem Aryeh on page 19 is Kibalti Mechtobo Maldasa Shehu Kota Lutzo Heter Al Hatzuker. So we're looking for heter for sugar. Because maybe it's cooked by the goy, so Bishul Atum. So he says, from your letter, I know that you know how to make sugar, but I don't know if you know the halacha. So you're saying that it's not on the fire, but it's from the steam. So therefore, you want to say that that's okay. Just like Oshon is okay, so Hevel is also okay. That was the Shoyal said. So he says, Yineza Leisa. He says, no, the steam is worse. Says that and the Usha Lochosha told us a or, right? The Usha is not told us a or. It comes from the fire itself. Well, Hevel Yotzei Logara Mehamechem Shekibel told us a or the Chayav. So kibul chamimus al yedei ha'or. Those who get hevel ba'atzma, shachomu ba'al yedei ha'or, tevadim v'ashel yosef v'mechem shepinu, she'eni l'ros. Ki'in shimdunim l'mu'ushim. So he wants to say that they're different. That mu'ushan is what...
Only from the fire itself.
Coming from the fire itself. So therefore what?
Not told us or.
It's not told us or, it's what? Told us or makes something else hot, and then you put that there. But why don't you say that this is worse when it was just the fire itself? And in the case of the steam, so that's like told us or, because you're heating up the water and then that comes from the water. In other words, that's what he's going to say. He wants to say that there's a chilek between steam and smoke. And even though we're makel by Bishul Atum by smoke, but by steam, we're not makel. That's the Shem Aryeh. But if you look in the Rav Avadya Yosef in the Yabir Omer, page 25, he quotes this discussion. And he speaks also about sardines, right? The whole style about sardines that are heat it up with vinaigrette, put it down with the steam. So is that called bishul achum? So a lot of things aren't, they're not necessarily putting them in the water, but they're the steam.
So
one second. So the Shem Aryeh was machmir when it comes to steam. But he quotes another opinion. And he wants to say that maybe steam is the same as here. On the Rizi B'shut Shem Aryeh, on the left side of the page, on page 25, first word in the line is Shem Aryeh. Shem Aryeh, which goes with the Rav and Gottel Lechem, Heter, Hatsuka, Shanasavah, the Kosh, Shashah, Shabarek is responsible for Tchila, the Akum, Ibn Zim, Shem Bishal Akum, they should be shul like they have hevel akitor. So malichom hamushon hamah oh may hevel parikmash kosa mushon enik mushal bishul loy. That was the shoyl. But Rav Machaber kosa the sheimari litchos vada mushon shiny aval hevel akitor bevashal bevada. Because it's the water. It's coming from the water. It's like the water itself. As he likes the shoyl, that's the same thing as Osha. He told us that Eishel goes to Mishim Mishim Akum Gam and Heval Kitor Indian. Bishul Goyim. Well, don't watch the cost of the Shabbos. Me ata kama gavim tzor reyoso midin ha-mushul lahatya. So he quotes the other side that maybe steam and smoke are the same. So again, Shem Aryeh wants to say that if it's Ma'ushan, so it's just so to cook, you need to cook normally in water. That's what cooking is. So told us or there's no din bishul akum. So that's not real cooking. So then the smoke is not really cooking. But vapor is like water. So then it's awesome. That was the Shem Aryeh. But then the Zer Zohav argues with that. It says, says that's not their official for that wasn't part of Zeres Chazal. When they were asked the Bishul Akum, they didn't have such type of cooking with steam. So Mela, you can also be Mako.
How different
than Ushan? Yeah, because Ushan is not their Bishul. So it was again because Ushan is like told us Haesh.
Told us Haesh usually is.
Right, it's for Shabbos.
By Shabbos.
By Shabbos, but not by here. But Shem Aryeh says, but steam is like water. Would we say no? Steam is not like water, and therefore it's not bishul b'kach. And the last thing I wanted to point out is Rabbi Harfinis has a tshuva by Yivarach David about bishul atum with microwaves. Right? This is always a big shaila about some. You know, like the Dunkin' Donuts stores that they had, that they have. Remember the old days? They have eggs, they would give you eggs that cooked in a microwave that were made by goyim. And the shayla was whether that's shayla b'shalachim or not. So,
Ramash probably went after it.
Yeah, so Rabbi Harfinis, thinks that just like we say that like kavish, you don't say kavish kibavushal for bishalakum. The halacha is it's not the regular bishal. Then he says even according to the Shem Aryeh, that's Shem Aryeh is Mechalek, it says that the Mechalek which is Bishul Akum, that's what it was all they were. Shefa told us Bishul Akum, Shekir. He says, "Manuliyach Akum Mutar Chazin Dol Gozel told the Saor, if Kainim Sala Akum Beitza Bechama Zol Bishul Akum, Av Bishul Betolus Achama, in Osa, if Adam Var Iker Chiluk Ben Mahusa Eishul Amos Abishul, She Bishul Bechama told the Achama Gam Kain Hu Bishul Gomor Bekdeira." Like the Amayim Shebashach of a few Hakim Hatiru. Even according to the Torah of the Shem Aryeh, still he thinks that it's not part of the Gzera.
Microwaves?
Electricals? What's the... Microwaves. 1 second. So he writes here, he says, even those that Aser Zaya and told us or we should Bishul Akum, but Bishul Chama is not Bishul Akum. So Mela, which is no Eish, so Mela, the microwaves are not an Eish either, so it's like Bishul Chama, so therefore it should be Mutter. Maybe.
Why is the microwave filled with
Chama?
What?
Why is the microwave filled with Chama? Maybe it's Chama because there's no H there. There's no coil that gets heated up. So the Mela is no H. So if there's no H, there's no... So if you want to say by Zaya, so that's... Even if you want to say by Zayin, like the Shem Aryeh, but at least over there, you started off with an Eish, and then it got heated by the Eish. But here there's no Eish b'chlal. So. So there could be a. Yeah, so it's like that. Then he says, we're stopping. So maybe, I don't know if he says we're finished, but he says, yeah, you should stop it, that it should be okay. then he quotes Rav Moshe at the end of the tshuva. So right, so he says Rav Moshe has a different way of looking at it. He's there at Bishul Mekach. It's against Rav Moshe, so maybe it could be Tzad Kula here. Okay, so these are the issues of different types of forms of Bishul, Chama, Toldas Chama, Toldas Eish, Oshan, and Kitur. And they fit into Basim Cholav, Shabbos, Bishul Akum, and these things. The Ravadi also was machmir on the microwaves for Bishul Akum. Years ago, I remember, there was a big discussion in the eggs that they made in these stores.
Rav Parkman said it was stuff in the Nagel.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Ravadi
Rafadi,
what's his name? Parkman. I'm sorry, he said it to be Nagel.
Yeah.
You hold that way even on Shabbos?
I would say maybe it's only the Rabbanon on Shabbos.
But it's called a
Chacham. It's called a Chacham, right? Yeah. Okay, Shabbos time.